So what does it mean for us to live as citizens of the kingdom of God? Our gospel kind of teases a lot of that. The first being that if you noticed, if you listened carefully, all of the ridicule of Jesus can be summarized in one sentence. Jesus, why won't you save your own hide? Why won't you be selfish? Why won't you use your power to save your own skin? That's essentially what they're saying. But that's not one of the attributes of Christ's ministry. His love is not inward focused, it's outward focused. It's focused on you. It's focused on me. So if we are to tease the question, how are we to live as citizens of Christ's kingdom? It's to embrace that basic Christian principle of, now, do we need to take care of ourselves? Of course, but we should not seek power. We should not seek to try to build ourselves up into something that we're not. Instead, our life should be outward focused. First, in love of Christ, and then of one another. Because as we hear in Scripture, both Old and New Testament, God's love for us is a passionate love. In the Old Testament, we hear, and sadly it's poorly translated into English, into, you know, from the Hebrew, it oftentimes, God is saying, I'm a jealous God. I want you for myself. And I cringe at that because jealousy indicates a kind of immaturity. But the Hebrew really should be translated, I am a passionate God. And my passion for you is so great, I want you for myself. And so therefore, the first question I ask, dear citizens of Christ's kingdom, do you love outwardly and passionately? And do you allow the passion of God to invade your heart? That's question and attribute one of citizens of the kingdom. Attribute two, mercy. Two convicted criminals on Jesus' sides, having done crimes that would have been very easy for Jesus to say, oh, sorry for both of you guys, I'm out of here. But to one who deserved death, his plea for mercy to Christ gave him eternal life. And we are called to imitate that king, to be merciful to each other, and to imitate the virtue of one of the first citizens of paradise. That when we do wrong, to go to our king to ask for forgiveness, not in a position of cringeworthy ducking, waiting for the divine combat boot to thrust us aside, but to hear the king who rules our hearts say, I love you. I forgive you. Come, receive your inheritance. Do you practice outward focused mercy in your life? And do you approach the God of passion for you and ask in return for forgiveness for the sins that you have committed? When we look at these two attributes alone, we get to the main details of living as citizens of the kingdom. There's a lot more, which is actually something I'm going to be working on with Amy with the bulletin, that this next coming liturgical year, as we start a new year next week, I want to start a series of reflections for you to take home in the bulletin of weekly meditations on what can you do week to week to just practice that living as a citizen of Christ's kingdom through prayer, through service, through building up the world around you with a vision of Christ's kingdom present in your actions, and to build up this parish as well with those same actions. I think this year is a good year to do it because regardless of what political persuasion you're a part of these days, if you're like me, Christ calls us to live in the world but not of the world, basically an analogy being one foot in the kingdom of God, one foot in the kingdom of the world. I'm starting to wonder, I don't know what it means to live in the kingdom of worldly societies anymore. It's getting really confusing to the point where I'm like, forget that, I'm putting both feet in the kingdom. I'm just going to stay there. But in a frustrating way, Jesus says, no, it's not how this works. I still invite you to live with a foot in each. The real problem we should worry about is putting both feet in the other one. I don't know, well, different homily, different time. We can talk about that a different time. You are the light of the world because you have been illuminated by Christ. You are the salt of the earth because the flavor that Christ has pulled forth from you in exploring your authentic self and God's love is needed to flavor the world. But the gift that is you and me. Pray this week to allow the passionate heart of Christ to invade you. Allow that passionate heart to be shared. Live as a person of mercy this week, both with those who need mercy around you, but also mercy that you need to seek with God. Pray with that this week. And in this new year, this next week, I also ask you to pray that together as a parish, as we work on these little reflections I'll present to you throughout the year, may we firmly have a clear identity through our love, for our prayer, through our actions, of what does it mean to firmly place our foot in the kingdom of God, seeking to find, as the good thief did, an eternity of paradise. And perhaps in that process, we can help make ourselves feel comfortable again, to firmly place our foot also within the worldly kingdoms. Not to pursue what worldly kingdoms pursue, but to see those kingdoms transformed and the love of Christ shining through us.